Hola.
What it do, what it do?
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Woo!
If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be about love, life, music, TV, mostly life, some music, and all that other jazz. But first things first, I'm Shaquoia D.
B and Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And yeah, welcome to the Gray Area. If you haven't already, please like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But today,
we're talking about Bel Air.
Yeah, we got another review for y'all.
Word.
So.
Now this is a story. No,
So who was y'all favorite character in Bel Air?
Me. My favorite character was Jazz. Jazz was first, and then it was Jeffrey. And then Will.
Why?
Jazz was just cool he was like, just cool the entire show. And he was just like, he was just thorough the entire show. Like, no, granted, I mean, nobody perfect, but like,
nobody.
He kept it solid 100% of the time. I was like, you know what? I like how you operate, Jazz. Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right. So Jazz was first, then Jeffrey, then Will.
Yeah.
Who was your favorites?
Mine probably Jeffrey first, Jazz, then Will. Just because Jeffrey, he was... he not to be played with. I like Jeffrey. Like, he wasn't... In the original one, he was just the butler.
Yeah.
Now he that guy.
Right.
In the regular one, he was that guy. But now it's like...
He's really that guy.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he was gangster. And he was Jamaican, you know.
He just
had to walk to. I was like, all right, I see what you're doing. I see how they set him up. He was cool. What about you?
Okay, so I think my favorite was Jeffrey. I don't know, because, like, I really liked Hillary, too, but then she got on my nerves, right? She had made me upset with some of her decisions. Also, this is a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the series Bel Air, yeah, go watch it. Pause this, go watch it, and then come back because we just about to talk about it. Anyways, so I really liked Jeffrey. I liked Will, but Will was kind of, I don't know, I liked Will too. I think it might have been Jeffrey, Will, and Jazz.
Mm. Sorry, I ain't even mad at you.
Because like Jazz wasn't in it as much, so like yeah. I loved Jazz. I love Jazz in this versus like old Jazz. Like old Jazz was funny and stuff like that, but this kind of made his character make more sense within the plot of the story. And even because before in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like, I couldn't really tell if Jazz was actually in school or if he wasn't in school.
I don't think he was in school. He was just...
But then he wound up playing on the basketball team with Will at one point in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So then I was like, wait, is he in school? Are they the same age? Are they not the same age? And this, you could clearly see he's older than Will. Mm. Him and Will are friends, though. And then it makes the attraction to Hillary make more sense. It's not like this is my little cousin's friend who's the same age as him that just likes me. It's more like we both grown.
Right.
Yeah, so. And I like the dynamics of their two relationship, Hillary and Jazz, in this.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was good. It was cool.
I'm mad they made calls in the crackhead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If we're talking about my least favorite character, it's gotta be Carl. I think Carlton started out, he redeemed himself, but all like the first 5-6 episodes, dang near to the end of the season, he was not being solid at all.
I hope Ashley get more lines in the second season.
Right, just like she was barely in it. But I guess it's a more adult show. So like, she is the little sister. Like she in middle school.
Are they ever gonna get to a like little Nikki? The other day I was thinking, what if Bel Air go as long as Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
It might. And what if little Nikki wound up being Hillary and Jazz's baby instead of instead of Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv having another baby?
I mean, that is an option. I mean, they're definitely doing stuff slightly different. So, I mean, I appreciate it because I don't necessarily want to see the exact same thing.
Right.
So
that's what I was worried about when they first announced that they was doing a remake or whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like the old cast come back all old and I was
No, what I thought was going to happen was they was going to do like, it was going to be a new cast, but it was going to be basically the same storyline, like starting from beginning to end. Not anything new for real.
Oh yeah, we got something new.
Yeah. And I was pleasantly surprised because they got a lot of dynamics and depth to the characters. I thought it was interesting though because in this Lisa is like his love interest from jump. Yeah. But in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he ain't meet Lisa till he was in college. So that was interesting, but I do like the fact that they still kept it so that her dad was the police chief. Well, I guess her dad was like the sheriff in the other one or something. I don't know. He was a cop. But I like how they're keeping something similar, but there's like big twists on them.
So. Yeah, they did a good job. I wasn't the biggest fan of Uncle Phil.
Only yeah, I was about to say he might be. At the bottom, he be almost there, but then it's like, nah.
Yeah, he just would be doing. It's certain stuff that he does that I don't know. It just wasn't making sense for me. I mean, I think his character made sense, but like as an individual, it's like, bro, why are you doing this? Mm. Like, your family's suffering,
right?
Like, it took you all the way to the end to realize you about to lose your family. Jeffrey had to hit you with 3 man-to-mans. He had to talk to you 3 different times. Like, hey, you might want to get your life.
But it actually would be like that.
Yeah, I feel like it was, I guess, very realistic situations. I mean, I don't live that life because we don't live in Bel-Air. But it's like, it was very realistic situation. Because people, a lot of times, when they get... They set out a goal, especially like, and I mean, especially men a lot of times, but not just men, but like, if you're head of the household, a lot of time you're like, okay, I'm running the show. Like, this is, we're going to move how I want to move. And you start to kind of lose track of, oh, you were actually doing your own thing before I made this decision to run for office. Like, it'd be certain decisions that people make, not just men, just everybody. Certain decisions that people make that actually affect your entire household, but you don't realize how much it affects your household until you start going through it or you look back. Because a lot of times it's like, well, I'm the one, for his situation, it's like, I'm the one running for office. Like, y'all just have to look nice. Not realizing, like, you're not spending as much time with your family, or the pressure of being perfect is like killing people inside and stuff like that. Or I can't even have one slip up to like mess up or whatever. Like Hillary, as far as the influencer thing, she definitely made a bad decision, and it was like at the wrong time. But if it was just a regular day, it wouldn't be as catastrophic. Like, if her dad wasn't running for it to be the DA, it wouldn't be like, oh, like, you need to take this down because it's a reflection on me. Like, people, you gotta give people room to have, like, to grow how they need to grow.
So. But why everybody feel they need to be perfect?
That'd be my thing.
Well, a lot of times, what happens is, it be the people. So, like, the other people that look at you, especially if you're running for a political office or like you're in a church or something like that, like you look at them like, I'm putting you on a pedestal because you're holding this position of power. So I expect you to be perfect. And I bypass the fact that you're a human and like humans make mistakes. But I expect you to be perfect. I expect your family to be perfect. And it's like, that's just not how life goes.
Like, you not even perfect. Like, the people that be expecting people to be perfect, not even perfect.
It's yeah, life. And I think it's also, especially when you talk, like, when you're talking about politics, I think you're trying to get such a, like, a wide array of people to look at you and to vote for you. So if you sway too far this way, you may lose people's eyes. he's doing too much in this regard, or even in the show, and it was like, all right, I mean, you're rich, like, what, how do you expect to relate to me? I'm poor. Like, you don't even talk about nothing. Yeah, nothing relates to me. It's like, I know I'm black. I know I relate to you because I'm black, but we don't relate. So it's like he's trying to be the perfect person that's relatable to everybody. But when you're trying to do that, you end up not relating to anybody, because like you're trying to not ruffle any feathers. Mm-hmm. And you're right, nobody's perfect. But I think at least for when you go into politics, it's a lot. I mean, when you think about Michelle and Barack Obama, they had to be perfect for them to get in office. It's like he even had to stop smoke. He had to stop smoking cigarettes before he ran because people did. Michelle was like, the optic of you smoking cigarettes doesn't look well for your campaign. So let's just not. It shouldn't be like that.
we just hear it. Like, we not even, y'all not even perfect. Y'all trying to put this perfect thing on me. And y'all not even perfect.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like, because nobody on that show was even the people that I liked were like, but nobody on that show was perfect. Like, yeah. there was nothing that they were doing that was perfect. There was just some people that just had very terrible timing for when they would do. Like Hillary chose the worst time to fold. Like, yeah. it was
like, come on.
She was like, in line, I'm not gonna let nobody do nothing with my content. You know, I'm gonna stand it. And then it's like 15,000 a post. Well, let me just see exactly what you need me to put. Like, I was like, yo, you folded so quick.
Yes, it didn't even take long. Like, she didn't even, she could have at least been like, you know what, let me consider this, you know, I don't know how comfortable I am with that, or something like that. And they probably would offer her even more money, but.
He was like, your ice melted.
Yeah, Jazz, because Jazz came there with the attention. He was ready for the rah-rah. Yeah. He was like, all right, let's go. We about to get this stuff back. And then they mentioned 15,000. Victoria's Secret. I just need to, okay. All right, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go talk to them. Real. It's like, dang, you ain't stay silent for 5 minutes.
Not even 5 seconds. like
she redeemed herself at the end.
She did, but
thanks to Jazz.
Yeah.
But 15K a post is a lot.
Yeah. Like, if you're watching this, I post some amazing content.
For 15K, and that was on the low end. Like,
that was on the low end.
It was like, for 15, like, from a realistic point of view, yeah, that makes sense. I can understand why somebody would be like, all right, yeah, 15K, all I gotta do is pose and cook.
Yeah, cook with my shirt off.
But it's different, though. Like, as a woman, it's like, you don't, it depends on how you are. Like, if that's a part of who you are, your personality and what you stand for, it's like, all right, cool. But if you feel like that's, I guess, demoralizing, or if that's the word, right?
Yeah, that's the word.
Okay. Yeah, if you feel like that's demoralizing, or it is a conflict of interest, or you feel like it, I guess, lowers your integrity or something like that, I just feel like then don't do it. But if that's a part of what you stand for, then if you're comfortable. But she was uncomfortable doing it. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. That was the real issue. It wasn't even like I did this thing, I'm proud of it. It was like, I was very uncomfortable doing this. I was just trying something. This wasn't supposed to be posted at all. And now I feel like I've been exposed. And at that point, you got to be like, nah. I mean, that's for women or men. Like, mm-hmm. You feel uncomfortable doing something, you need to shut that shit down. I mean, or shut it down without the. Okay.
For the children.
Nah, but let's get into Carlton, though. Carlton, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was gonna say, can we get to Uncle Phil? Can we like finish Uncle Phil first before?
Oh,
we
were still talking about Uncle Phil.
That's
where
it is. Because I was gonna say, I think Uncle Phil, maybe it's just because I expected so much of Uncle Phil the first time. I think I mean he was a good Uncle Phil. It wasn't like he was like,
he was a completely different Uncle.
Yeah, he did, and he just, certain stuff he did a lot differently, and it wasn't even like he was a bad person. It was like he meant well, but he just didn't realize like everything he was doing. It was like, all right, you're trying to do this big thing, like be in office. Yeah. And it's like, your son doing drugs.
Right. And it's like, but my thing is, how that's the one thing you don't know is that your son doing drugs, but you know everything else that's going on.
On his anxiety.
Mm-hmm. But like, you know your son doing drugs.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah, him and Aunt Viv, because I almost forgot about Aunt Viv, but yeah, she wasn't a bad character either. I liked her better than Uncle Phil most of the time, because her hope, she just wanted to make art.
Yeah.
And that's all they really, she was like, I just want to make my art.
And I ain't got no problem with her, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. I ain't really, she wasn't necessarily my favorite, but I didn't necessarily have an issue with any of the stuff that she was doing. Mm-hmm. Besides, she was a little too friendly with Michael Ealy.
Yeah,
she was. Like, if I'm Uncle Phil, just a little bit too much sauce on it, but that's just me.
But, like, she wasn't getting the same kind of attention for her artwork from Uncle Phil that she was getting from Michael Ealy. And as an artist, you want to be able to have conversations about your artwork, about whatever it is, music, clothes, art, like, whatever it is. You want to have conversations. You want somebody to be interested in that thing. And I guess I don't feel like Uncle Phil is uninterested. But he doesn't know enough about art to have the in-depth conversations that she wants to have.
I don't think that's what it is. I think he's so focused on what he's trying to do that he don't have the capacity to even, like, I can't have this conversation with you because my focus is here. So if I'm focused here, it's important because it's important to you, but it's not as important as what's going on right here. This is going to set us up for the long run.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, I don't even know if it's that. I think it's he was feeling like, all right, well, I spent the years at the art shows with you doing stuff with you. So, yeah, so now it's my time. I didn't realize that you had such a, that it was like, yeah, this thing, or not just that you had such an issue with it at this moment. Like, you really wanted to get back to it. I thought this was a part of the plan. And I just didn't know. I just think that's mainly what it was.
Yeah.
And so, I think you're right, because she's not going to have the same kind of conversations with Uncle Phil as she was with Michael. I mean, granted, he was like every single time trying to schmooze or hit. Homie didn't have a lineup the entire
time.
That's a side note. Really on some artists.
Like, I think homie the last episode he appeared in, he did have a lineup.
He had his hair cut, but he
didn't. No lineup.
I was just like, but he was in full artist mode. But anyway,
he was just
like never had a cut. But she wasn't able to talk to Uncle Phil about her artwork the same way, because she related on an artistic level. It was, oh wow, you really do this, and it's like on top of the fact she getting a little extra attention. It was like, hey, he actually pays attention to my art, so it's like, you haven't looked at my art for nothing.
I got a question: if Michael Ealy didn't put the 15 down, do you think anybody would have paid for her art?
I don't know if they would have paid the 15. I'm just off rip, because the only reason that I think it went that high was because Uncle Phil saw.
Yeah,
he saw. He's like, oh, she put down 15. Let me just buy it. But not saying her work wasn't good enough. I just don't know if at that specific time somebody else would have done it.
But a lot of people, especially like when it comes to these type of auctions. I've never been to one, but from what I see on the movies, a lot of people, and this is just in general, like a lot of people don't know something has value until they see that somebody else values it. So sometimes it's like, until somebody else writes something down on the paper, then it's like, oh, it's worth that much? Oh, let me actually get this. Let me try and beat them out. Like, this is a nice painting. I didn't know it was worth that much. This must be amazing. So, that's probably that, regardless. So, if nobody wrote anything on the paper, then it might not have gotten anything. But from what I hear, what I witnessed from the television screen, a lot of times you have to do that. Like, somebody placed the first bid, so then other people be like, oh, okay, it encourages people to see the value in it, and then people want things that they can't have. So
that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do a painting.
Mm-hmm.
you write a check for 15, no. and then you write a check for 20.
Dollars?
Yeah, I got you for 20,000.
15,000, 20,000, mm-hmm. and I'm going to post it on an auction, and then y'all be like, y'all put the first bid in, first two bids in, mm-hmm. and then let's see what happens.
I hear you. Let's work on it. Right. But that's what they do in the like in the TV show. That's why it's like 25, 25, 25. I got 30, I got 30. Like, that's literally all of them old shows where they had people putting up the number, and they, it's just the same thing.
Yeah, it's just paper form. It's a silent auction, so.
Because, like, now you don't know who put it up. So, somebody ain't willing to pay 15. Like, it just so happened for him, Uncle Phil knew exactly. He walked in, he said, hold on, this a little too friendly. She giggling. What's all this giggle? What's all this ha-ha?
And why are you upstairs?
He popped up at the...
That was hilarious. Yeah. When he popped up at the, what was it?
The hotel? At the artist thing? Yep. Meet and greet thingy?
She talking. Yeah. He said, hey, how's it going? Oh, Phil. Didn't know you were going to be. I was like, yo, he
fancy
was,
meeting you here.
Yeah, like, I mean, I respect him for doing it. Like I said, he was doing some stuff that was respectable. It wasn't like he was like, he wasn't as down bad as Carlton. Because Carlton was down horrendous, like it was.
Yeah.
But there was some moments where I was like, all right, cool. I respect what you're doing.
I respected that too. I think he went a little overboard when he actually showed up, though. I feel like when him showing up was one thing, but then him trying to, I feel like, kind of monopolize her time within the event. Because she was supposed to be there meeting new artists and talking to people, and he kind of took away from that a little bit. So,
but it wouldn't have been so bad if he supported her from jump. Like, it's the fact that now you think you got competition, so you gotta But if he supported her from the jump, him popping up wouldn't have been nothing. Like, even if he had to do whatever, just him popping up would have been fine.
But that's the thing. When they were having that conversation that night in the hotel, he was like, he did support her.
Yeah, that's what
she she walked away from it on her own, and he just told her, like, if she wanted to, she could. But, and she, I mean, she did. He was like, you know, if that's what you want to do, I will support it. Like, I can take it from here. But he did support her. Maybe not in a way that she wanted to be supported in that moment. Like, she said she needed him to kind of push her more to keep going, not to tell her it's okay if you stop. And sometimes that, I think that goes into, like, I guess, like, love languages and stuff like that. Like, at that moment, the love that she needed was more so a push rather than a, you know, I got you, I'm gonna cuddle you real quick.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, but that's not... I wouldn't put that on him, because you can't expect somebody to know that, you just can't expect somebody to know that, all right, I'm kind of, I have doubts. You can't always expect for somebody to be like, I have doubts, I need you to reassure me, because it's like, if he's just like, hey, I want to support you either way, it's really not up to him to decide whether or not you continue going forward. It's up to you, and it's like, you have to make the call.
So I'm not putting it on him. I was just saying he did support her. It just wasn't necessary. Like, he supported her either way. Mm-hmm. The conversations that they were having.
She wanted to get back into the art.
He didn't tell her not to.
He was like,
this is not the time. I'm running for office.
Oh, well, yeah, that, and I think it was because she hadn't mentioned it at all, and then he just walked in and suddenly she was painting, and he was confused.
And, I mean, again, in his defense, if you're running for office, and then it's like, now your wife has to be away from the, like, out of the country for...
however long. Because he knows she's great, so it's like, you about to do a campaign run, and I'm doing a campaign run. Like, I need the family aesthetic, because he started the campaign with his family. That's how, you know, I started this.
I don't like this family aesthetic perfection type of look. Yeah, it just bothers me. It could be childhood trauma, bothers me. Like, this is not what it is. It's not how it's supposed to be. Like, me looking at this, it's like, I don't want to vote for you because I know it's just It's not real. Like,
but it could be real. Nah. I mean, this is a show, so like this definitely isn't yeah. real. But you never know if it is real or not. Like, but at the end of the day, that's most politics, at least in the U.S., it's like they want the family man, or they want the completely single man, who, and then that's who they look toward. That's who they go for to put in office.
But if you've seen a completely single man in office, I'm just curious. I don't keep up with the politics.
I don't know.
I think they only go for the family.
Nah, they be having people that be single. It's been presidents that's been single.
In like the 18 something,
probably. No, in the 1900s. Who? It's some people.
I was going to say the last four, but I mean, I feel you. There probably was. I can't recall. On the top of my head. I'm not saying you're wrong. My memory is a little hazy. Just, they got a little, especially for president, it'd be.
People be single.
It'd be like, you got to be like 45 to even run. So it'd be like, what was it,
35?
35. 35, yeah. I thought it was.
You know, people try and get married in their younger 20s, according to the ultimatum.
I mean, that's true, but not everybody is. Listen. I know what I'm talking about. People, let's move on. So, go ahead. What were you about to say?
I was going to say, that's how I really felt about Uncle Phil. I didn't really have felt no kind of way.
Before we go to Carlton, though, these fits that they be having on.
Oh, yeah.
Will is addressing.
Yeah, Will was definitely addressing.
Rubber dress William.
Will was dressed to perfection.
I think one of the last episodes, the jacket, it mm-hmm. was blue and white. Fire. I need that jacket.
Kit, and he hit the kicks was fire. Like,
I like Hillary's outfit. Hillary's
was fire, too. I like Jazz's cool. Yeah. He just had to chill. With the...
He probably had some Crocs on.
You know what I'm saying?
Comfortable.
He did not have more Crocs.
Jeffrey had on the suits.
Oh, always. Yeah, Jeffrey.
The tailored suits.
With the nice little turtleneck underneath.
I think everybody was dressed real nice. Like, everybody.
Except Ashley when they went to
they went to church. Ashley, what was you wearing?
Yeah, that was.
You wasn't matching for real, like the socks. Oh man,
kid, what you expect?
They dressed her like a kid.
They dressed her like a kid. They dressed her like a kid.
That wasn't right. Don't do that to that girl no more.
What did y'all think of? Just some of the side characters before we get into Carlton. But what did y'all think about, like, his Will's mom and, like just Will and Will's dad and just those two as characters?
I liked his mom. Like, let's just start by saying there were some really great actors in this series. Like,
I was like, is that, that was his mom in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? It looked like to me.
They got top tier actors. Oh, and they had the cameo of the original mm-hmm. and the second original Aunt Viv.
Dark skinned Aunt Viv is my favorite Aunt Viv of all time.
Yeah,
she different. But this Aunt Viv is better than the second Aunt Viv. So I go.
Okay. One, I see what you mean.
Three, two. Like
Spider-Man. That's valid.
Yeah, that's valid, exactly.
But yeah, they had some really good actresses. I liked Will's mom in this one.
Yeah, she was really relatable and it made sense. Like, the only thing that I didn't, that I mean, it made me laugh, but like her and Aviv arguing on that man's birthday. Oh my God.
You always trying to one-up me. Them shoes, though.
Them shoes.
She thought a baby picture was going to
that was hilarious. And I'm like, yo, they doing this on this man's birthday.
That could have walked outside.
Right. Ooh, and then they talked about it. I'm glad they talked about it. Though,
right.
Though. Yeah. Got a lot of clarity.
Yeah, they needed that because I was worried. I was like, this ain't.
But even Will's dad, I didn't like him at first going into it. But now, like, playing it back in my head. You did a great job.
Yeah,
Marlon did a great job. At first, I don't like it. It could have been because I didn't like the character. And I knew how it was going to happen, so knowing how it was going to happen, I was like, you know, I already don't like you. So, yeah. But, yeah, Marlon.
But this time, so Marlon did do great. This time versus the last time with the dad, so on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, they at least went out. They left the house. Mm-hmm. They went to a carnival. Like, they didn't even make it out the house. Before he started arguing and kicked them out, like
it was a lot because they were hiding like why he couldn't come see him. So it's like there's that, and then
he was supposed to be meeting Lisa.
Yeah, right? It was a lot going on.
But then even at that point, I'm glad Carlton was like, yeah, nah, his dad just came back.
Lisa was done.
Even with that, I'm mad that they made it have Carlton and Lisa. Alright, Lisa is Carlton's ex, and now Will come, and now Will date.
Yeah, I don't like that. I didn't like that.
It's messy. Yeah, it's messy.
But that is some teenage stuff. Like, that be happening.
Yeah, but it ain't happening like that in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I mean, yeah.
But this isn't the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. This is Bel-Air.
Drama.
Yeah.
Lisa wasn't even on. Carlton wasn't even Lisa's type of person.
I hear you. I get it. Nobody win when the family feuds. I get it.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. I mean, in this, Carlton is very different from Will also. So yeah,
it's like three black people that go to that high school.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how.
Why it gotta be a love triangle within the family?
I don't know, so what did y'all think about Lisa? Like, did y'all like Lisa in comparison to the rest of the cast, or in comparison to the old Lisa?
I like the old Lisa better, Lisa cool.
She's cool.
Yeah. She don't bother me. She don't bother me. I don't like her dad, but
I don't like her dad at all.
He was a square, straight square, bro. I forgot all the stuff he was doing. He was cheating on his wife when she was
I Viv get a couple brownie points for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta get out.
Yes.
Point that out, yeah.
I really liked Aunt Viv, but Lisa, she was cool. Like, I liked her. I didn't like the family dynamic. Like, that bothered me too, because I felt like that was weird, like that. You're just dating your ex's cousin. But, I mean, I guess it happened.
It happens in real life. People be dating maybe siblings.
It's like they cousins and they live in the same house.
Damn, be siblings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did say
siblings. Some cousins date their cousins.
Don't do that, y'all.
That's some deep south stuff.
Don't do that.
Deep south.
But I thought she was cool. I definitely do like the original Lisa better. Why can't I think of
Nia Long.
I'm like, why is her name escaping me? I kept thinking Nina Simone, and I'm like, that is Nia Long did her thing in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But I do think that I think this is better just because, I mean, they are still in high school, and, like, you can tell that they are still in high school. It's more of a puppy love thing. So, I don't know. Did I say it was better? Maybe it's not better, but, like, it's different. It fits for this.
Yeah.
So, I like her.
Yeah, I liked her, too. I think, Nia Long is... Nia Long, but...
Top two.
I don't think she didn't. The new Lisa didn't really get. She didn't get on my nerves or nothing.
Right.
She didn't get on my nerves, and then she helped Carlton out right before he was about to get arrested. And so it was like she had some moments where she was like, all right, when they broke up, it wasn't even when Lisa and Carlton, Carlton was trying to get back, and she like, hold on, I don't. Mm-mm. We didn't. Whatever issues we had, I'm really not even trying to go back there. We never fixed nothing, so I'm not trying to do. So she was staying solid in regards to that. Yeah. She just happened to like Will. So it's like I can't really fault her. It's like, all right, it's the cousin, but
so is it Will's fault?
Probably.
Yeah, it's Will.
Yeah, that's Will.
That's
Will.
Your cousin.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, she don't necessarily owe no loyalty to Carlton. But Will, that's his family. So, like, Will would have to be like, nah, I'm not crossing that line. And he said he wouldn't cross the line and then still cross the line.
Yeah, but... And I think in Will's defense, initially, like, he just liked her off the rip.
Yeah, and he didn't and even then, know.
Yeah, and then he found out, he was like, oh, wait, that's your ex? Okay.
But then once he found out, he could have, I understand.
Yeah.
But Carlton was wild. It was the drugs. Hard drugs. Yeah. Say no to hard drugs.
Yeah.
Like, the hard stuff.
Yeah, and you know, and sometimes the soft stuff too. You know? Just like
the soft stuff isn't for everyone.
Yeah, let's just you know, but yeah, Carlton he was wilding like it was such a huge difference between the Carlton from the Fresh Prince. Yeah,
he don't even.
That's what I was gonna say. He didn't even hit me more one of that.
But he's not like the like the Carlton and the Fresh Prince was goofy. Like he was goofy. He was uppity. Whatever. But this one is like, he's snooty, he's...
Yeah, he was letting white people say the N-word, like, yeah, it was just...
it was a lot of things.
Like, whoa, what's going on? Like, the old Carlton would never. Old Carlton was checking homie from, the fraternity. I can't remember what...
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you think I'm not black enough? Because I was like, right. What? Like... That meek.
Oh.
I was like...
My phone don't never bring me.
Yeah,
it was. It's he's very different in this way. Like, but I think it fits more of what these white kids be out here doing.
Yeah,
like I don't know what they really be doing because I don't live that life. But like from what I be hearing, this how they be like the rich white kids.
I feel like he called him C too soon. I don't feel like in the...
He earned the C.
He was like, what's good, C? But nah, Carlton. Call him Carlton. He's Carlton.
Yeah, that...
He might be C now.
By the end of it, he was definitely C by the end of it.
But I think the difference was... I think... In the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he hadn't met Carlton until he moved out there, I feel like. And I feel like, maybe I'm wrong.
I can't remember
either. But either way, I agree with y'all.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I understand he had some very severe anxiety. Because, I mean, even when he was singing in the church, I did not know.
That was not anxiety. He was having a withdrawal episode.
Well, I mean, I think it's related to his anxiety. I think that's because, I mean, he was already... He was super nervous about it regardless. And then, you know, him
going... When that part happened, I was hoping...
That Will was going to save him?
Nah, not even that. I was hoping that it was going to be like on Sister Act. When it... I was like, here we go.
Happy day.
But it didn't happen how I wanted it to happen.
Yeah, his voice cracked. He said... I thought somebody was going to be like, hit him with it. He's like, it's all right, take your time. Yeah, that's, I mean, he could have played that off so much, but he could have hit him with a I'm sorry.
If Will was up there with him, he would have been able to save him.
Yeah.
But.
He was so far.
Me coming from the crowd, like, hold on. It was, it's over. You want your own C.
Will was saving everybody because he saved Uncle McCraw. He was saving everybody, but yeah,
he did. He got Aunt Viv into doing her art again.
Mm-hmm.
Saved Omicron. Saved Carlton several times. Did he save Hillary?
They talk.
I think so.
Like. She could talk to Will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She can't talk to everybody else in the house. It's like a nice little outside ear.
Yeah.
Unbiased. You know, you're not trying to uphold. You trying to uphold the family dichotomy, but you don't have to, you're not at the same stand. You don't have to pretend to be at the same perfect standard as everybody else. You're still taking baby steps into here.
Yeah.
And you not. You wasn't born into this.
J just into the structure of the family.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
You know who else I thought about that was kind of sad? It was his friend who had got.
Oh my gosh, that
whole
Trey.
Yeah, that whole back and forth. I was like,
that was sad.
Cause you can see Will like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll stay out here. And he like, stay out here.
I just brought you to see D Smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's a thing of, it's like, I got shot. Okay, you started this whole thing. I got shot, and you got to move to L.A.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have an escape plan. Like, you got out. You get to sleep over here.
He was, know. Will was his escape plan. He
definitely was.
Yeah.
And now he don't have that no more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's his fault, though. He could have, it's not even like, because Will was trying to, like, be like, yo, you can come out here whenever, like.
Nah, but, like, as far as basketball and scholarships, like, without Will, the team is trash. He was saying that on the phone, like, but he was like, but you'll be back in a week, so, like, you know, we'll be all right. So, it's like, I'm losing scholarships. I'm losing opportunities, and the world was just handed to you on a silver platter. But yeah. I got shot because of you.
Yeah, and it was him because he should have just like he should have won because especially like for me, one you know you're not supposed to be out there, right? Hey. You know there ain't nothing but gangsters out. Like you gotta right? So you know people. You got to go out there. You got to win. Now, homie, put 20 bands on the game.
Right.
Right. Now you trying to showboat and really go out. You got to go over there, get your W. Give me my money. GG. Give me my money. All right, cool. And then you dip. That's it. He's trying to step over him, do the Iverson. Ah! Like, no. That's not. Like, why are you doing this?
I wouldn't even ask for no money. I'd be like, all right, good night, y'all. Like, you can get that to me whenever. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Like, there's too many of y'all out here right now.
Word. Yeah. So it's like, how did y'all feel about the easy?
Before that,
go ahead.
He got jumped because of Will.
Yeah. Yes,
then he got shot.
Yes,
I understand his frustration completely. Oh, that's why I said, man. I was like, I get it. I felt bad for him
because it's like Will went to jail and then got out and went to LA. Still here. Yeah. I was shocked.
Will got out and they was like, whoa, Will. Who you snitch on, boy? What? I ain't never seen nobody get out of jail that quick.
Right.
But yeah, that was. Yeah, I feel bad for him. But I mean, we'll see what happens during the next season. They left it at a cliffhanger, so you don't know if he's going back. Y'all think Will's going? He's not going back.
Nah, you see when he pulled up, that wasn't even the regular mansion. I'm expecting to see something regular.
Right.
Like,
the regular mansion looked like a house.
Yeah. Like I was like.
This an actual mansion. Y'all shooting in a real mansion.
Yeah, like a mansion. And the pool house, it's a whole nother house. It's not just a shed. Like the old one was just like a little shed.
Yeah, they fixed it up. It was a little bedroom and then the living room and a kitchen. And it was all
right. This one, it's a whole nother house.
Right. So, wow. I mean, okay. If there's not a season two, then he went back to Philly.
It's a season two.
If there is a season... Mm. Oh, they filming it already? Yeah. Then he gonna be...
Jeffrey be popping up on my timeline. Last picture, he was posted up. He was like, waiting for season two.
I thought you were about to be like, waiting on my time.
I thought you were about to say that too. But yeah, then I think he's saying, even if he does go home, he's going to go home for like a day.
And then come back.
Everybody know he's staying. His mom know he's staying.
Yeah.
He told everybody.
He was staying.
That's what the argument was about. Mm-hmm. You trying to take my son away from me?
But I mean, he was trying to stay until
his dad.
Yeah, until his dad. And then what else happened? Because I know he was pissed off at Uncle Phil. He was pissed off. Was it because, because they didn't tell him about
his dad.
Called to show him the papers.
Yeah, then he met his dad, and then he was like just pissed at everybody because everybody been lying to him. Mm,
and then Jazz came and saved the day. Yeah. Don't let them. I told you that was beautiful. They ended it where they had their first conversation.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, don't let them change you. You said. Oh, when he got smart.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say.
Oh, no.
Will got smart. He said, I know you ain't. I know you ain't talking like, to me like that, boy. I'm smacking.
Push you. I'm gonna let you get your feelings out real quick. Just,
I see you crying. I'm gonna let you.
Boy.
Oh man. Ooh. That's why I love yo. Jazz was just he was just too cool with it. Like it was just I gotta respect that. But yeah, Will. I think like you said. I think if anything, Will goes back for maybe a few days just to, and then his mom and yeah, and just be like, you know what? Nah, I really this is really isn't the vibe. Me, I gotta go back. But
and I hate when they be filming Philly. Like Philly roles, because they be trying to use the terminology and the actors that they be getting.
They don't be saying Philly, the words they at all.
They don't even sound like they be practicing the accent or nothing. Yeah. Like, it's just bad and it bothers me.
It's my young boy.
I think they got it right. Easy the main villain was. I mean, he's from Philly.
He the only one. So, yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Trey.
Trey sound like he was from Florida. My young, that's my bull. No.
Yeah.
It's my young bull.
I think Will did a. I think he did an okay job. When he would say John, he just said John too much.
But they be forcing it. That's the thing. Like they be it be forced, and I'd be like, you don't talk like this, like. Franklin Saint did an amazing job. Like, he not even from here. Like, so they probably should have got somebody from Europe.
Yeah, I mean, you just need a... I just need a dialect coach. Like, granted, it's...
Yeah, they need a dialect coach. But, I mean, even if they got Will to teach, like, Will Smith to teach him how to say it, Will ain't been in Philly in decades. Like not there. So they needed to get Meek Mill out here. All right, Meek.
Easy is in the show.
Yeah.
Say it like this. Like.
But sometimes it's like it take longer than you think to learn how to say it. So they probably was like, all right, I'm gonna teach you this, repeat after me, whatever, like young bull, John. And then it was like, good enough. Let's film. Action! Like, we just gonna take too long. We not paying for no more of this action. It's like, come on. So, I think Will, the character, I think he did his best. I think he did a lot better than the other characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trey.
Way better.
So I was like, okay, I can live with this. You actually sound like you're from Pennsylvania. Shoot, we not even from Philly. So.
We could have done better than that.
So, I think, I don't know, that's tough. I think they did their best.
Yeah, I mean, I think overall it was a good show. I think they did a really, for what it was, I think it's a really good job because I think the transformation... Yeah. I wasn't expecting a transformation. I don't mind it. So when I see certain callbacks, it's like, all right, cool. This is cool because it's not them trying to be the original thing. It's like it's trying to be our own thing. Even with his dad, he didn't hit him with a, you know, why you don't want me, man? Why he? Like,
I thought that was gonna happen. I was like, this scene doesn't call for that moment. Yeah. So like. I wonder what he gonna say. He just snapped on the whole family.
Yeah, he was.
I'm ready for season two. Definitely ready for season two.
Yeah.
Y'all like Hillary now or then? Better. It's a tough one. Yeah. I like Coco Jones.
I love Coco Jones.
Coco Jones was good. She was really good.
I like the character of Hillary now better than before.
Because
she still do stupid stuff, but she's not like
super ditzy.
But I mean, they basically did the same thing with Jazz. Like they made them smarter for the
I don't know because I feel like the characters for the Fresh Prince made sense, but the characters for Bel-Air make sense as well.
Yeah, because it's the Bel-Air, I'm sorry to cut you off. Bel-Air isn't a sitcom, it's a drama.
Like, so it's like the dynamics of the show are completely different. So if you put Coco Jones in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, And then you put the old Hillary, I don't remember her original name, her real name, and Bel-Air, like those characters, it would be a completely different show.
Yeah, I mean, I think Coco Jones would be hilarious.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the character that they made.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be the same because she was a lot more ditzy and like...
If they put this serious of a, or, yeah, this serious of a character in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the dynamics would be different. And then Hillary would probably be more like the original Aunt Viv, if that was the case, because she was a more serious character. But it was a goofy show, so like, it was a sitcom, so it wouldn't make sense for that to happen. But I love Bel-Air. I think that... Yeah.
Great show. Great show.
Don't watch The Ultimatum, watch Bel-Air. Yeah, I think they got really strong actors.
Yeah.
The dynamics of the show was really good. I feel like you get to see more of everybody's life now. Except for Ashley. Yeah, we don't know what Ashley really doing besides sneaking away to play video games with people she met online.
Trying to be gay.
She's not trying. She is gay.
Oh, she is gay. Yeah.
But she don't know if she's gay or bi or whatever. But... Yeah.
That's the only part she had when she snuck off, and then
church with them socks. But yeah, she ain't really have that many. So hopefully she does have more lines in season 2, yeah, and we can learn more about Ashley.
Cause old Ashley was fire.
Old Ashley, so yes.
Ashley, I just want to know what she does. Like,
yeah. Right? What do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, who are you?
Like, what do you like to do?
Yeah, but I think they were just setting her up for season 2. I think the first season they were trying to focus on, because it was way more Carlton Will, because Carlton was really just hating on Will a lot of times, because he came in and he was the cool kid. So I think it was a lot more of that.
Carlton Will and Uncle Phil.
That too, yeah.
Because his campaign.
Yeah. Oh yeah, now he gave up the campaign.
Yeah,
I was happy.
Yeah, that. I was so happy. And I need him to bring Jeffrey back, because when he fired Jeffrey, I wanted to fight.
The kids want to fight too.
Right.
He was like, "What happened?" Viv was like,
"That's not something I signed off on."
He was like, "Jeffrey's where?" He said, "What?" I thought he said he's on vacation. Extended vacation, family, Matt. What are you talking about? Yeah. Where is he at?
Then he had to tell them. One thing I don't like about this is that they be lying for no reason. Like, just lying about everything.
Trying to be perfect.
Yeah, it's like, everybody just be lying. Like, Jeffrey went on vacation. Like, nah, you tried to fire him, and he told you, you can't fire him, I know too much. But, like, it's just, you tried to fire him.
No, he fired him.
He did fire
him. Yeah, he did fire him.
But they wanted to, so he can have an excuse.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it like this.
Because he was getting ready to put in his resignation, and then Will walked in and was asking about his dad. Then he fired him after.
But Jeffrey had said, you and I both know that I know too much for you to fire me, and especially at this point in your campaign, it's going to raise too many questions. So let's just say I'm going to take a leave of absence.
Yeah, he didn't fire him from his campaign, but he really fired him from being...
I know, but he took a leave of absence because he's coming back.
Yeah, no, he got
to
go.
He has to. He posted up on Instagram, like, waiting for season 2. He has to come back for season 2.
He posted with the original Jeffrey.
So, but that made me mad. Like, they just be lying. Like, it's I know it's a drama, but it be like, they be lying about stuff they don't need to lie about. Like, word.
That's the one thing. Because who about to watch the kids?
Right.
Oh, they grown.
Except for Ashley. And she snuck all the way across town.
Right, Hillary not a good chaperone.
Right. Yeah.
Left her in
And she was supposed to be
chaperoning the party.
And then the cops came. Because she wasn't there.
Oh, man. That's why you need Jeffrey. Jeffrey would have held it down. Right. No police would have showed up. He would have been like, hey, what y'all doing, man?
Right.
Let's...
Connor wouldn't even been able to come in there. What's his name? Is that his name?
That's what we gonna call him.
All right, Connor.
I think that was his name.
Yeah, what
I made it through.
Connor.
Yeah, let's go Connor. I think it was more Connor than Colin.
Connor, whatever his name is.
All right, the white boy, Connor,
or Kylan, the dude with Hillary.
What was his name?
Oh, that was Kylus. Kyla. I don't know. The influencer guy.
I didn't like him either, but.
Yeah, he was. Mm-mm.
Anybody whose name start with K, I didn't like.
In the show. Relax.
In the show. Carlton. Kylan.
Yeah, they just was not solid individuals. It was a lot going on.
So, what are you looking forward to seeing in season two? Or what is your hope that season two looks like?
I just hope it's just as good, if not better, than season one. I'm not expecting anything. I don't know what to expect.
What is your hope? Just the
that it's good.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know where you necessarily go from here. I mean,
I got an idea now.
I guess I get to a degree, but in terms of the drama aspect, I guess you focus more on maybe his father, Will's father, and some of the other stuff. But it's like, in terms of they hit a lot of the big stuff in the first season. So that's why I'm like, do you transition now to make it more funny?
Well,
I don't think it's going to be more funny.
I think that they hit the big stuff, but they just touched the surface of it. They didn't actually dive into all of the big stuff. They just, okay, this is a pinpoint. This is a pinpoint. This is here. Just so you know context of certain things that may have happened or certain things that might happen in the future. But I don't feel like they actually were okay, this big thing happened. The only thing I feel like happened and might have been resolved to a certain extent is his dad. But other than that, now he's pissed off at the entire family. So it's
Yeah, I think him and Carlton good now too, though. I think that was resolved.
Oh, yeah. Him and Carlton are
definitely good now.
They're good now, but... What I'm excited to see or interested to see is how the dynamics between him and Carlton play out now that they are cool. Because he is still dating Lisa. Carlton is still in recovery and Will just left and kind of abandoned them, and Carlton is struggling right now. So,
But I want to see, was you done? I don't think he was done. Go ahead.
I feel like I had another sentence, but I can't remember what it is. So,
I want to learn more about Ashley. That's what I'm interested in. I want to see how Aunt Viv art is going to go. I want to see Karrueche and Hillary. I want to see what they actually do.
I think that's going to be dope.
Jeffrey is definitely coming back.
Yeah. I need to learn more about Jeffrey.
Yeah, because he's...
He needs more lines.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does.
Jazz gonna be jazzing. So he gonna be pop up when he needs to. Not too much though, but just when he needs
just enough. Yeah,
Ashley, Aunt Viv's art, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see a better Uncle Phil going forward.
Yes.
I think now that he doesn't have to, because I mean when he started out, it was a lot of, he was being more of a father figure to Will, at least early on. He was a lot more, hey, you got to make a decision. Hey, you got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think later on, it wasn't necessarily about that. He was just kind of bringing him along to do stuff for the campaign. But yeah. I think he can, going forward, I think he could be more of the actual father mm-hmm. figure.
I think it,
to him, they got room kids.
To actually do that now since he's not focused on the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you rich, bro. Live your life.
You rich. Ain't even need this campaign.
Yeah, nah, I get it.
Ashley gonna be fired.
I'm hoping
she's gonna be fired.
She got to be.
Ashley gonna be fired.
We'll see.
I don't see any real disappointment from Ashley. I don't see it. I hope.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful too.
But we just gotta watch because there's been a lot of things.
Early
happening.
Ashley was, she was valid. Will got to her early. You know, she wasn't. She was doing regular stuff. She snuck out. She ain't want to go play tennis.
Yeah.
She just regular kid things.
Yeah, she wasn't on Carlton. He was in the closet.
He went from dancing to.
I was like, whoa, buddy. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I think I'm going to like Carlton a lot better in season two.
I think so, too. Because
he don't feel alone anymore. Well, unless if Will actually leaves for a little bit, I don't know. He might take a downward spiral because he's going to be alone.
I feel like if he leaves, it's really only going to be for like a day or two because I feel like his mom is going to put him back on the plane. Like, you made this decision to go here, like to stay. So now you have to stay and see this through.
Let's see.
Now that she resolved things with Aunt Viv, I think she'll put him back on the plane.
Word. Yeah, I'm glad they good now. Hopefully they relationship gets
better.
Get healthy.
Yeah, because that was...
On his birthday.
Yeah, not on the
but
birthday.
It's like a baby picture versus some Jordans. I think it was off-white Jordans,
yeah,
too.
They,
yeah. Baby picture versus...
The off-whites, it's like... Fives. But it wasn't even like he was...
He didn't even ask for that.
Yeah, he was, when he was like, oh, this is fire. And then even when he got the picture, he said, oh, they, like, I love, he was like, I love both. Yeah. It wasn't even like he was looking at one like it was better than the other.
He was like, who took the picture, Ma?
He's still on it.
That was before he made dad.
Yeah, like, see, that's when he was right, just starting to get a little curious.
Yeah. And she was about to tell him too, but they was like, nah, we shouldn't. But
yeah,
they got to go into the details. Yeah. They brought the file out and everything. Yeah, they got to let us
that
know what Marlon was
file.
Doing. It was.
Yeah. And Uncle Phil was the lawyer
on his case. That's why he was mad, too, because he was the lawyer on the case. So it's like, you knew everything that was going on. You knew he was guilty. You still did all it. Like, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I'm excited for season two. This is a really good show.
Uncle Phil not a judge.
He was a lawyer.
Like now. Like,
he not a judge.
He not a judge. Mm-mm. What do? He just in politics?
He's a lawyer.
He's still a lawyer?
Well, is he a judge now? Because I guess maybe he is a judge. Because I guess that's how you would get to district attorney.
I don't know.
But
moral of the story, it's a great show.
Watch
it. Yeah, it's a good great watch. You know,
get Peacock just to watch the show.
Yeah, you'd be intrigued from start to finish.
Yeah, it was definitely a good show. Worth watching.
Definitely. You could binge it.
10 out of 10, I highly recommend.
You could binge it. You could watch one episode at a time. However you're feeling.
Yeah.
But just know it's a really good show.
Yeah.
So.
Not the original, but still good.
But it's its own show.
It's its own show, which is perfect.
And, like, it's, after doing all this, it's kind of hard to compare the characters to one another. Because they're completely different.
Yeah.
And then especially after you said one is a sitcom, the other is a drama. Now in my head, it's like, okay, it makes sense now. They have to be like this. Jeffrey couldn't just be a butler.
Right. I mean, like, he could, but he wouldn't have no lines. Yeah. Like, they could have just got anybody at that point.
Yeah.
But Jeffrey was an actual character in the sitcom, so now... He needs to be a character. Right. Like, he was a staple part of the show, so you gotta have him a part of this too. But in this dynamic, it's like you can't just have a butler.
Right. Yeah, this show fire.
And it's also because it's today. Like, it's not like in the 90s or anything like that. It's written for now. So it makes it even harder to compare. So
it's fire. And then even just right now, I'll be like, thinking about how, like, the writing, even when we were watching Spider-Man, in my head, I'm like, this is too smooth how they just brought it all back. Now all three of them here. It's like, did they plan this years ago? Or did it just happen to happen like this, and this is what we get? Like,
yeah.
Like, we would just be making it make sense. Moral of the story, life going to throw some things at you. But you are the author of your life. So just grab everything and make it make sense. Yay.
Message.
That was good. Y'all got any final thoughts on Bel-Air before we...
Nah, it was a good show.
Yeah, I would rewatch it.
I actually probably will rewatch season one and then go into season two when it comes out. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Like we said, make sure you check out Bel-Air season one and definitely check out season two when it comes out. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And follow us on Instagram at the Gray Area Podcast. So you'll see that here. Wherever. But we'll see y'all next time. Bye!
Yes, sir!